Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for all your blessings. Thank you, Allah, for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our series Religious Islamic Environment at Home. And in this episode, inshallah, azza wa jal, it is an episode that is focused on the bond and love and affection between husband and the wife. But most importantly, the focus is on the wife now. We have been, previous two episodes, we looked at the role of the husband in as far as maintaining this true bond of love between himself and his wife, and how it is such an act of merit, such meritorious act, that when the husband is full of affection and love for his wife, there is so much reward that he receives. As well as we looked at also and at certain ways in which is how people today how they lead their lives, their family life, and as a husband, that some people do really have affection and love and good strong bond of love between themselves and the wives. But in sometimes you find this bond is not a bond made or that has connection with the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as that man that does not at all try his utmost best to protect his family. So in this regard, we find that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there is so much to learn. There is so many important aspects of our deen with regard to how we should build a religious Islamic environment at home, focusing on the husband and the wife and the bond that they should have, that inshallah Azza wa Jal, if we strengthen this and we try to maintain a good relationship that is based upon the love of Allah and His Rasul at home, with the intention of building a religious Islamic environment, then we'll be successful inshallah azza wa jal. And I hope inshallah azza wa jal, we have learned very, very important valuable points from the previous episode, and as we carry on inshallah, we'll learn so many other important aspects with regard to religious Islamic environment at home. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us hear about the significance and importance of reciting Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in one narration is reported to have stated that a person who sends one single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Azza wa Jal reward him with 10 rewards for such particular one Durood Sharif that he sends. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. And it is very important that we make good intention. Let us make good intentions that inshallah we'll try to sit in such a good position, and we'll pay total attention to this episode as well as many other episodes that we watch on Madani Channel, with the aim and intention to seek and gain knowledge, and secondly that we pass on this knowledge to others. Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for all of us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we begin with the focus, we say today is the focus of husband and wife relationship. But most importantly, today we focus on the wife. What is their role in terms of building and strengthening this bond? Previously, we have spoken about just the role of a wife. But now the focus is more intensely on what, how the wife should strengthen this bond of love between herself and the husband in order to ensure that there is such a formidable, solid foundation of religious Islamic environment taking place at home. Because we can talk about many other programs that in the end we'll talk about what other ways are out there that can assist, that can help us to maintain, to build up a strong religious Islamic environment. But without us understanding our role, be it as a husband, be it as a wife, be it as a mother-in-law, be it as a father-in-law, be it as a father, as a grandfather or grandmother, all the people involved, all the role players, all the stakeholders, if we ourselves don't understand what is the obligations in as far as our position is concerned, then we can forget about how we ourselves will be able to maintain, even build a strong religious Islamic environment at home. So today I would like we begin to put the focus foremostly as we focus on the women folk today, that let us try and understand the reality of life first. Because sometimes it happens that ourselves, we tend to do things merely because we have lost the focus that we need to have. We have shifted our focus onto something else. And because the purpose of us being in this world, the focus has totally shifted, we find that it becomes an obstacle in the way, because now we have forgotten, right? We have forgotten. Al insanu murakkabum min al khata'i wa nisyan. That insan is an embodiment that has got two faults, two negatives. Murakkabum is, he's got two combination of negatives. Min al khata'i wa nisyan, forgetfulness and committing errors. So let us try to focus on the reality of life before we embark on the main points that we should focus on today. Number one is that we ourselves should realize that this life, we are like a traveler. And a traveler notices even the pebbles on the road that he or she is currently traveling. And in contrast, fails to notice even the looming mountains of the road that he is not on. You know, as you are traveling, perhaps if you're a driver, whatever type of conveyance you are on, you would be so much focused and you try your level best to the best of your ability to ensure that you are watching everything on the road. Even a small little pebble, because you know the danger that it can bring. You know the what disastrous end result it can bring if you don't pay heed and you're not focused. So life is like an exam room. This life is not a place for fun, nor is it for the rest and relaxation. Some people have forgotten. As we said, insan murakabum min al khata'i wa nisyan, is one of committing errors and forgetfulness. So some of us being Muslims, as you stated in the beginning, in the earlier episode, especially in the previous episode, that we have the perfect deen, right? We have the perfect deen. There is no any other perfection of way of life than that you find in deen in Islam. So as such, Allah Azza wa Jalla also has given us the perfect role model, the best of all the role models that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down on earth, the cream of creation, the best of all the best, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. What is the mission of Dawat Islami? What is the mission of this beautiful environment of Quran and Sunnah, founded by Hazrat Allama Muhammad Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him a long life and good health. What is the mission? The mission of Dawati Islam is that I must strive. I must work very hard. This life of this dunya, it is an exam room. And it is not a life for rest and relaxation. This life is an exam room where as Muslims need to undergo trials and tribulations to prepare for the next life. So this is where we bring ourselves now to a full realization of what is our purpose in life. Because we find that many of us, it is because we have lost focus. It is because most of us have lost direction. It is most of us have forgotten the true teachings of our deen. And is that most of us have shifted away, far away from the true guidance of our deen. So this life is an exam room where we as Muslims need to undergo trials and tribulations to prepare for the next life. Unfortunately, people today have made this life their sole purpose and forgotten that they have to use the time allotted to them here to prepare for the hereafter. So the purpose of life is to make yourself the abd of Allah. It is to keep yourself in servitude to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and to become the true ghulam-e rasul, to become the true servant that follows every act of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the purpose of existence is the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So a true servant is one who has the qualities of servitude. Otherwise, his or her existence is a lie and has no meaning. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. As we proceed and we say, the focus now is on the wife. So let us hear some important points that Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar, Qadri, Razawi, Ziyai, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him such a long life and good health, the founder of Dawat Islam, what is brought with regard to this important aspect of our life. I hope inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla our dearest Madani channel viewers, especially our mothers at home, especially the wives at home, you are paying particular attention and most importantly to this point that we are going to bring out now. So he quotes some sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith that is quoted by Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi in his collection of hadith known as Musnad Imam Ahmad. It is reported that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have stated, I swear by the one under whose omnipotence my life is, if there are wounds in the husband's body, from foot to head, from which pus and blood flow, and the woman licks them, she has not yet fulfilled the husband's right. What does this hadith say? I swear, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking a qasam. He is taking a qasam on his Rabb, on his Allah Azza wa Jal, that if in the event that the husband's body, if it was such, if it would reach to that point that from head to toe, the husband is bleeding, there is blood flowing, there is pus flowing, and the woman happens to lick every single drop of blood and pus, she has not fulfilled the right of the husband. This is just an expression of indication of how much that a wife should have the love to her husband, how much she's supposed to be obedient to her husband, and how Islam places on her shoulder that responsibility towards being obedient to her husband. In another hadith, which Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radawi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah quotes for us, which is quoted from Sahih Muslim of Imam Muslim alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi in his famous kitab of Sahih Muslim in Kitab al-Zakah. It says, Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two women are standing by the door to ask whether their charity will be valid if they spend it on their husband and the orphans who are under their supervision. The reverend and renowned Nasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, who are the women? Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, humbly replied, Zainab and a woman from the Ansar. So the beloved Rasul of Rahmah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there is double reward for them, one for relation and other for charity. Subhanallah. Another hadith quoted by Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attari Qadiri Radawi Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, the founder of Dawat Islami. He quotes Kanzul Ummal Kitab al-Nikah in volume 16, page 160, that the husband called his wife, but she refused, and he spent the night in anger. Angels would keep cursing the wife until the morning. Subhanallah. This hadith in Sahih Bukhari, volume 2, and in another hadith that is quoted, it is also narrated that Allah Azza wa Jal remains displeased with the woman unless he, the husband, gets pleased with her. So much emphasis is placed on the shoulders of our women folk. So much emphasis is laid for them that they have to be obedient to their husbands. They have to listen to their husband. They have to show love and affection to their husband. This, as we said, if we, each one of us is playing their role, the husband is fulfilling the rights of the wife is fulfilling the rights of the husband, and both of them have true love for each other for the sake of Allah, and it is, the bond is truly the bond that Allah desires. It is for the sake of Allah, and it is according to the model and according to the example of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is true love. This is not that just mere love or fantasy love that we find in novels, in books, in magazines. This is the true love that Allah Azza wa Jalla desires. So we want to make our homes the homes of Islam, the homes that will blossom with the true love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul. The husband and wife live with each other for the sake of Allah. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla protect our women folk. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla enable all the women folk that we have true love for our husbands, that we ourselves actually are desirous, we are hungry, we are thirsty, like we are, have the desire to acquire certain material things. We like to decorate our homes, we like to beautify our homes, we like to ensure our homes are so much finished and they so much looking splendid, and they're so beautiful. But first and foremost is to beautify our character and become an embodiment of love, an embodiment of true love and affection, playing a true role. And when we do this, we find that we will, inshallah, eradicate the problems that we're facing today. Because why the problems that we're facing today in our society, in our communities? It is because we have lost the essence of what are the true teachings of our deen. And we have begun to look into other people's ways of life. We begin to borrow from other ways of people, other ways of other people's ways of life. And we are borrowing from them how to love the husband, how to love the children, how to raise the children, how to grow the children, how to groom the house, how to look after the house. That's why there's so many countless problems we are facing. But if we, on the other hand, be it as a husband, be it as a wife, be it as a mother-in-law, be it as a son-in-law, be it as a father-in-law, be it as a grandfather, as a mother, as a grandmother, if we begin to ensure that ourselves, everything is modeled on the basis of our deen, nothing else, and we have true love for each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then inshallah would have succeeded, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, then our homes will become true centers of Islam. Not that we show ourselves in front in the public that we are pious, yet our homes, there is so many problems with regard to that. In that home, there is nothing of Islam that is going out there. Our homes become center of Islam when we have function. Our homes become center of Islam only when there is a problem or when we are faced with difficulties. Now we are asking for Allah. So this shouldn't be the case. So today we are focusing on the women folk, that they should have true love for their husband. And this true love should be based on the model that Allah Azza wa Jal has set for us, on the standards that Allah Azza wa Jal has laid for us, because He, Allah Azza wa Jal Himself, has taught us, He has told us, He has given us enough sufficient information telling us that Allah Azza wa Jal is well pleased with our deen. There is no any other deen, and we have learned that in this life we are here to be tested by Allah. It is not just a life to have fun and just only relax ourselves, enjoy the best of this dunya, but it is to enjoy whatever we can according to what the Quran detects for us, according to what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, according to what Allah azza wa jalla wants from us. And when we have done that, so you'll find you have true love for your husband, and that you have true love for your children. And if our love is based on these teachings, it is based according to what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants, the teachings of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it will become a true love, and it will become the real love. And this is not some fantasy love, it is true love that will blossom, and it is true love that will be rewarded by Allah. It is true love that will have the highest distinction and honor of this worldly life, and the greatest miracle and karamat, the greatest honor of akhirah. So I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that we have true love for one another. We build up true bonds of love and affection for husband and wife, based on what Allah Azza wa Jalla wants from us, based on the teachings of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and following his perfect example. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.